The new Kirby Hospital that Steve Tenhouse has in mind would still be in Monticello and would still have only 16 inpatient beds, just like the current facility, a 1974 building on a tree-lined street near the center of town. But Tenhouse says that building cannot be expanded enough for a new wave of services.
Most hospitals have seen a definite trend more towards outpatient care, and approximately 80% of our business is outpatient with 20% inpatient. So that is a big part of it. We have a lot of different services, and most of the time, those different services aren't compatible to happen in the same amount of space. Not to mention, in 34 years, contemporary standards for design and care have changed dramatically. We just don't have the space on this campus to provide the services we need to. We do have a beautiful campus, but we are completely landlocked on all sides, and parking is already a problem for us. So we realize that really for the future, moving to a different location to give us room to expand is our best option.
Rural hospitals generally have been struggling in the past, especially with the rising number of patients with Medicare and Medicaid. What is it that about that phenomenon that may be different, I guess, with Kirby Hospital, and where are you at this point?
Well, one of the main things that's different about Kirby than other hospitals and cities is that we are designated as a critical access hospital by the Medicare program, and what that program affords us is cost reimbursement for Medicare services. Typically, larger hospitals have to make up the difference. They're paid on either a fee schedule or a fixed amount for their services, so they make it up in volume. In 1997, Congress enacted the Critical Access Hospital Program, realizing that smaller rural hospitals were struggling under the current system, and Kirby Hospital has seen benefits from that program, as have the other 50 critical access hospitals in Illinois.
So with that good fortune, Steve Tenhouse says it's time for Kirby Hospital to move to bigger and more modern quarters, like other critical access hospitals have done in Illinois over the past few years. He's confident that Kirby can get state approval to move.
But in the meantime, we're still looking at several site options for us, and once we have that decision made, we'll be able to start to get the architects involved and then get the application completed with the CON board.
At what point do you determine how much this is all going to cost?
Well, we made a pretty good projection with our feasibility study at this point. Our projection is the project is in the neighborhood of $30 million, and that's based on the master facility plan that we did a little over a year ago to determine really the size of the building we need to provide the services that we're providing now and that we project in the future.
And where would the money come from?
A combination of cash reserves that we've saved over time, an aggressive capital campaign that we'll do in fundraising, and then obviously debt financing.
Kirby Hospital was launched in 1941 in an old mansion where it spent 33 years before it moved to more modern quarters. Tenhouse says a newer building would allow for better surgical and therapy facilities, and it would keep the hospital healthy and in Monticello for years. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.